The K-Rock Football Pre-Game Interview.
Sunday afternoon action. It is very dark here at St. Joseph's. Clouds have rolled in, and in the reserve grade clash, Newtown and Chilwell in control, 14-9-93, leading St. Joseph's 6-5-41, despite the best efforts of a 44-year-old Sean Voss out there for St. Joseph's this afternoon.
He had a few chances before.
He's had a couple of chances.
Most 44-year-olds were in the condition he was in, they'd be pretty happy with how they were going.
And coming off 16 pots.
At the St. Joseph's function last night. Yesterday, the talking point. Now, we had a great game out at Lara and St. Albans, but all eyes were very much on Anthony Costa Oval, and it was where Leopold, 12-9-87, had the better of St. Mary's, 12-9-81, defeated St. Mary's 10-17-77. Leopold kicking 4-3 to 1-5 in the last quarter, with Rob Mayborn kicking a goal late to put Leopold in front and get the win and snap a 28-game unbeaten streak for the Saints. The coach of Leopold, Gary Hocking, has been good enough to join us on the line to reflect on a momentous victory. It's been 2 weeks of big wins for Leopold. Buddha, congratulations on the victory. You're riding a nice little wave at the moment down at Leopold.
Yeah, thanks, Kingy. I just firstly want to say congrats to everybody at St. Joey's on their 50th anniversary. I'm very fortunate to spend 12 months there last year, and I just see that they're well-led. Todd and Charso do a wonderful job, and all the people that have been before them. So I just want to pass on my congratulations and also Leopold's congratulations as a footy club. You can see why they've been in the comp for 50 years and been so strong for a long period of time.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Buddha, but your club's doing some really good things. Talk to us about the last fortnight, and I suppose yesterday, and what that result means for your footy club.
Oh, it's an uplifting win, Kingy. I think both teams, both grades. St. Mary's are on top in both grades. So for our boys to go to Anthony Costa Oval, and while probably people were thinking that it was impossible, we actually turned it into being possible, and I guess it sort of changed the narrative a little bit for us as a footy club, that we can achieve some really good things. I just feel that we get a lot of confidence out of that. I think we grow as a footy club, and maybe some other teams around the competition, or the competition itself says, well, you know what, if you play a certain way and do your homework, you just don't know what happens, you know. And I mean, in a way, they had 27 shots on goal and they kicked 10-17, but I still think our pressure around the footy for four quarters, which was what we've been trying to build, Kingy, has probably kept us in good stead probably the last couple of weeks.
Yep. Trent Thompson, we always talk about Jai and Marcus as the brothers, but Trent's been doing wonderful things for 5 or 6 years as a senior footballer, maybe even longer, but yesterday he really stood up, and I'm guessing he probably played a key defensive role.
Yeah, he did. I think round one last year, early in the year, he was thrown forward in St. Mary's got out to a great start last year, and they threw him forward just for that contest. But and I was leading into this game, I'm thinking, you know, can we win enough footy around the middle, and can I just throw him forward as that wrecking ball, chaos-type player in the forward 50 for us? But we got Pitt back in, so I was able to sort of keep Trent, you know, down in the D50, and he had a really telling matchup with Peck, and yeah, he was just awesome. You know, he gave away a couple of goals early just through, just wanting to be, you know, ferocious and aggressive, and unfortunately didn't go his way. But you just love the way he goes about it, and you know, he just provides such stability down there in what is still a young sort of group that's building.
Buddha Kirsch here. Congratulations, mate, on that win. It's terrific to see. Mate, a lot of clubs, well, coaches will now do their homework, and I guarantee you each one of them will be watching your vision from yesterday's game to see what the recipe was. You touched on pressure. Do you think that's where the key is to your victory yesterday?
I've sort of been watching them for a little while, and I just noticed their scores starting to come back in. Bell Park and also South Bowen were probably the two recent games that I went back and had a little bit of a look at. But you could just sort of see over the last 9 rounds that teams were getting closer. So I was just trying to investigate in the reason why, Kirsch. And I just felt that, you know, like South Bowen and also maybe Bell Park just went a little bit more sort of one-on-one at the set pieces around the stoppage. And St. Mary's are really... They get a lot, create a lot of momentum, and really flick the footy around, either with equal numbers or sometimes, you know, maybe bringing a forward in that's a really good midfielder. So, yeah, for us and doing the investigation was more about just trying to, say, create the even number. And I just believe that just helps us a little bit. And then also, you know, I think they're the best team at running between the arcs. Like, they get forward in numbers and support, and then they get back in numbers and support. So we just had to equalise as well. We had to equalise or be first back in our defence and try and support our defence, or get forward and equalise with a plus one that they try and generate. So there was a little bit of sort of cat and mouse stuff, coach's box stuff versus coach's box sort of stuff, which happens in a game. And like just at the end, our boys just didn't go away. And probably even last week in the last quarter when we were behind and Joey's looked the better side, our boys just didn't go away. So that's really encouraging for our group. But I keep saying it, we don't want to be a second half team. We want to be certainly a team that plays well in the first half and has the options of being able to come home when we need it.
Going forward, obviously, there's going to be so much belief within the playing group now, and your list is healthy. How does that look for sort of your training block for the next couple of weeks? Do you change anything up? Do you pull back a bit? Does it build? Does anything change for you in the next couple of weeks, considering you're going so well now?
I think we just go the sandwich approach. I think we look at our strengths. We look at maybe an RFI, and then we continue with our strengths. And I think that's been really important. I think sometimes you can go and, maybe do some audit on where you're at, and then you start to look at maybe we need to improve in this and maybe you need to improve in that. But what you do probably forget about is you don't maximise your strength. And I certainly want to try and continue to, for us to keep, growing in some areas with our defence, obviously our stoppage stuff, and even our ball movement, which we changed at half-time. We had 23 points at half-time, and we're able to keep them to 45, where they averaged probably about, 68 points at half-time. So, we were sort of ahead in a way, but we just didn't get enough scoring from us. And then I just said, we've got to be a bit bolder with our scoring. We've got to get some acceleration, be a bit braver. And then in the end, we scored 54 points. Scored 58 points to 32. So still strong defensively, but we got going offensively. And that's probably a thing that, we have been a really strong defensive unit. And off the back of that, maybe our offense has suffered a little bit. So it's just, like I said before, that sandwich approach where, let's continue to be strong defensively, but let's try and get some acceleration in our ball movement when we can.
Buddha, Jason Doherty, how are you going? Look, congratulations yesterday, but I'm more interested in what's happening on a Sunday at the Hocking household. I believe you're not here today live because Melina's got you doing some outside or inside work. What are we doing today, maintenance-wise, at the Ponderosa?
Just everything that ends in ING, so ironing, mopping, dusting, leaping, weeding.
Well,
it's like Hocking. It ends in ING, so...
Very good. Very good. Put a couple of things I want to ask you about. We didn't think there was life post Trent West at Leopold, but Kyle Bumstead, in combination with the likes of Giddings, Pitt, Mayborn, is proving that you can get by without a former AFL ruck on your list.
Well, just as previously, like I said, from Newtown, there's been able to use Foppiani in there, and we've sort of had that right from the start that, Trent's never said no and he's never said yes. So we've just gone ahead and said, well, if he rolls in with his bag, we'll accept that. If he doesn't, well, we'll just get on with what we need to do. Bumstead's been amazing. He missed the first probably 4 weeks, and he was really livid about not being able to perform or even play in those first 4 weeks. So we used Mayborn a little bit, and that robs your forward structure a little bit with Pitt and Giddings. Then you only have one tall. We've been able to sort of operate on a bit of an oily rag, so to speak. But whoever goes in there just gives us a genuine, contest, and that's all you need. And then, I think at ground level, in the trenches, we've got, some really guys that can have a massive impact. The two Thompsons, Benny Miller, there's Logan Wagner's come back from the VFL and given us, just an extra set of legs in there as well. Will Kilpatrick's played the last couple of weeks as a midfielder and then went back in the second half and did a really good job. We've got, you know, and I think that, you know, like some of the teams in the GFL have got that positional flexibility, and it's one of the things I tried to sort of get right at the start, that we just don't pigeonhole players, and when the chips are down, that there are little seeds that you can use that can give you some growth in games. And Brock Williamson went on ball the last couple of weeks and just give us, you know, some ignition around stoppage and some run and carry. So very fortunate that the players are prepared to play a role and leave egos at the door and make sure that they play a role for us, and the team in the end wins, hopefully more often than it doesn't.
Absolutely. Buddha, we really appreciate your time on a Sunday afternoon. Congratulations on your victory yesterday. It put you in a good position to have a real crack at a top five berth and keeps you in touch with the top three as well. Always like talking footy with you, and appreciate your time on Carrick Footy, and look forward to seeing you soon live at a ground.
Thanks, Kingy. Thanks to all our fans again getting out there yesterday. It's really important. But also, have a great call and go Carrick Footy.
Thanks, Buddha. Gary Hocking joining us there. I love having Buddha on to talk footy, and good timing to get him on and have a chat after a great win.
The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.